talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Play this record as frequently as possible. Then, as it becomes easier for you, play the record once a day or as needed.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Very, very few people could do the job you people do. And I want to just let you know, I am so behind you. And I know maybe sometimes you haven't gotten the backing that you wanted. And you're going to get so much backing. Maybe you're going to say, please don't give us so much backing. Mr. President, please, we don't need that much backing.
You guys know who this is. This guy needs no introduction. Mr. Tony Hawk, how you doing, man?
Good, thank you.
Now, you still have your radio show on Sirius, right? Where could people find that?
How can so much and so little be happening in that HPRC?
And now.
I used to hate mornings, like those cats on the coffee cups. But now I love them because of this show.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday morning, the 25th of September.
How you doing, Kevin?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Jensen, are you wondering if he went the right way this morning?
I mean, I felt like we may have had to do the show alone.
Right.
I was ready for it.
Right.
But I saw him walk in and I felt 2 days in a row, that's
and,
a streak.
Two days early. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You're about 10 minutes earlier than
right?
usual. Yeah.
That's a run. You're
That'll
doing it.
End soon. But
it's a run.
Yeah.
2 days.
2 days in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made it. Come on. Have some faith.
But you didn't just feel like you should keep driving down a certain street?
Not yet.
I
think
okay.
that's going to happen when I'm thinking about something else or whatever.
Right.
I'm just not paying attention. And I'll end up at the old station and right. just go, there's no one here.
Okay.
I think it's a new day. I think he's here. Yeah.
You think
new
I've turned
Kevin.
It around?
I think you've turned it around. I think also, like, it was set up. Like, we were going to be coming here for so long.
Right.
That you have played it out in your head enough to where this might be the natural spell, you know, like just going.
Maybe. So even when I'm not thinking about it, it's just the natural way to. That's what it's usually how I work.
Yeah, instinct. That's what
and
you're
you had your
for.
Card? You had your card today?
I had my key card, yes.
Wow.
It didn't work for parking, but what are you going to do? You can't have everything.
Oh, no.
Also, we've had some issues with the lighting.
Mm-hmm.
We have spent the last 10 minutes changing all the lights.
I don't think we got
it. It's a dark room over here now.
It is very dark, yeah.
I don't think we have it.
No, it needs to be changed either back to what it was.
I think Chip's right. It's a dark room. We could actually develop film.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the last studio was a room where you could hang ham and other
sure.
sides of meat. So it's odd.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do about that either. Although Allie and I last night were doing some super sleuthing, especially Allie.
Yeah.
She saw Megan Holliday on an Instagram story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Moving lights.
Oh. Not Megan. One of the guys. Is he in IT or is he in engineering? Yes,
probably
Rich.
Engineering, yeah.
So she's doing an Instagram story. Then she zooms in on Rich moving the lights. And I was like, we found the culprit.
Yeah.
Because at the old studio, just random like a Tuesday or a Thursday, lights would be totally different that day.
Hmm.
But we found out.
We couldn't figure out like who would need them all completely different. Why would they change the lighting ever?
Just for the record, also an engineer seems overqualified
yes.
to move the lighting.
And if you look at the video, you could see on his face. That's not his job.
Like, not his deal.
I built this building.
Yeah.
You have me doing lights.
Yeah.
So then I texted Megan in all caps and said, stop moving the lights. She wrote back, ha ha ha, it's not me, it's Stryker. They just do it during my shift.
Yeah.
So now it's on, I think.
Right.
Now it's on.
I told her she could join our West Side Story group because there's gonna be a legit brawl.
Is there?
And
okay.
I said, I think we're the Jets because I couldn't remember the Sharks. So
okay.
I said, I think we're the Jets. So if you want to join our group. And she goes, okay. And I said, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to sing and dance, Megan.
Is
so,
Stryker the Sharks?
I guess so.
Leather Couch Stryker?
Yes, Leather Couch Stryker.
I think we got some work to do during the break.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. It's
because there's no lights.
Yeah. No, we may have overdone it.
Yeah, we thought we were really helping out. And then we're like, wait, can you see each other? No,
yeah.
Cool.
We're also missing blinds.
Sure.
So anyone who walks by is able to see us.
That is true, yes.
So kitchen-wise.
And the kitchen is right outside that window.
Yeah.
So everybody that comes to get a bagel.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
can look in here, but they won't see anything today because there's no lights.
No,
but
we are we are the water cooler show, in many ways.
Just literally,
oh, yeah. If you have an idea that you want to talk about the water cooler, just come by. We'll bring it on the air.
Yeah, just put it right up to the window. Yeah. Just write it out.
We're taking requests. Is there any topic you want us to bring up, Ron Rosenstein? Bring it. Just put it up on the board. We'll talk politics. Whatever.
Good.
Sounds like a solid system. I like it.
Yeah. Good God.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
You guys know how to suck the fun out of everything, don't you?
Yeah, we do, actually. Mm-hmm. Cypress Hill.
Ugh. Right.
Cypress Mother Effin' Hill.
Legends. Okay.
So excited. They're going to be here today.
Yep.
Very excited about this. We also have a Star Wars Story Blu-ray and an Xbox.
Ooh.
It's a Solo Star Wars Story Xbox.
So it's an Xbox, but it's like
themed.
Solo.
Themed. Yeah, it's themed.
Okay. Right. Can you play with other people, though?
Come on.
I mean,
see, because it's Solo.
God,
okay.
You can't see my shame.
Damn.
Thank God.
Well,
it's dark enough.
The darkness has helped.
I can't write out the file. I can't see what I'm writing.
Omar has superhuman strength, he's telling us.
I don't know.
So, yeah, let's be the judge of that when we hear about it. We have animal stories on the program today. Apparently, Muggs got kicked out of an adult softball league.
How do you do that? Come on, Muggs.
How exactly does that happen?
The Pete Rose of recreational softball.
He really is. Do you think it was betting?
Oh, like betting against the other, his own team.
Yes, his own team.
Oh, boy, I don't even want to think of that. That's shameful.
That would be
scandalous. With Muggs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Real shame.
Plus, we have your passes for Magic Mountain Fright Fest as well coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55. Allie McKay is here with a look at what's happening.
Jensen, I don't know this about you. Mm-hmm. Do you watch Game of Thrones or do you not watch Game of Thrones?
Big pop culture hole.
I have no idea
what Game of Thrones is about.
We're all in that hole together.
Really?
I mean, I watched the last... I watched the finale last season.
Just one. So. You've only seen one episode.
So I'm caught up.
Yes. He did a recap, and may I say, it was glorious.
I'm sure.
Yeah. What he brought to the table, I was like, how have I not been watching this? This is amazing, the way he described it.
Was there a lot of like, and then this guy went to that guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was much more exciting than that. It was dragon.
And I appreciate your tone, frankly.
Can I tell you why I've never got into it?
Yeah.
People who swear by it. Oh, you gotta watch Game of Thrones. You gotta watch those people.
Mm-hmm.
Even they say, you know, I get lost a lot. There's too many. I'm like, you're not praising it. You're telling me the reason I shouldn't. It's like when people go, you got to watch this show. It takes two or three seasons to get into. But when it starts, two or three seasons.
Right. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. We've discussed this on the show. I always give a show two episodes because the first one is always hit or miss. Second one, if I'm even sort of liking it, I'll give it a third.
Sure.
But if the second one is just bad, 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 I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was up against on Sunday night that I was watching that I didn't get into Game of Thrones, but my friends are all insane fans. Dave is a huge fan. I couldn't do it.
Huge fans that still think it's too confusing.
Well, sure.
Very possible.
That's why they should just listen to Kevin's recap.
Right.
I believe you mentioned like a dragon who made stuff all frozen-y.
I mean, it was a zombie dragon.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Right?
I do want to wait till there's the final one, watch that, and then write a recap.
Yes.
Like the last episode ever. Here are my thoughts. Never seen it before.
It's the only one I've seen, so but just go with
it. I'd like for you to know.
Well, I know a lot of people are very angry listening to the radio right now, but I give you this. Several major Game of Thrones sets in Northern Ireland are going to be converted into tourist attractions. Someone from HBO says the Game of Thrones legacy attractions will be on a scale and scope bigger than anything the public has ever seen. So it's going to be sets, displays of costumes, props, weapons, decorations, art files, models, other production materials that you can go visit. And I mean, those type of tours that they do, like the Outlander tour and all of that. Lord of the Rings tours.
Yeah.
Gangbusters.
Yeah. I have a friend who went there for his honeymoon. My
honeymoon.
Best friend
to
went,
New Zealand.
Yeah, with his wife.
Wow.
And they did the Lord of the Rings tour.
Wow.
We thought your pinball bachelor party
was
nerdy.
There. He was there. he was part of the whole pinball setup.
Okay.
Good to know.
A Harry Potter one when I was in London.
Yeah.
And you know the this is going to sound stupid.
No, you already did that. It was a Harry Potter tour.
The post that they run into to get it to Hogwarts.
Oh, the seven three-quarters.
Whatever the three. It was just a
wall.
It was just like a wall. They're like, that's it right there. I'm like, what are you talking about? That doesn't even look like it.
It didn't take you to Hogwarts?
No. Oh. I'm saying it didn't even look like the one in the TV show.
I actually passed out when I ran into the wall full speed.
But I tried it again and again.
I will say that in London, any tour guide could walk by and go, this is from Harry Potter anything.
That's what I was thinking was happening.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go on a Harry Potter tour when I was in London. Last summer, was it? And I declined my invitation. And I'll just say the invitation was from Bean's wife and producer Christine. And you would think that I ripped apart a puppy in front of them.
I'm sure.
I think they were upset for the rest of the trip. They really were. But I was like, I've never read the books and I didn't see the movies. They're like, oh, get out. I really upset them. And I still am sad about that. Hey, some birthdays for you. Isn't it weird that Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones share a birthday?
Oh.
And a bed?
Huh.
What? I'm just assuming.
I would assume.
They're married. And the
throat cancer.
Shut up. I pointed at my tongue. You had to say it. God damn it. Mark Hamill.
He is a dick.
Luke Skywalker, Kevin. What are you doing?
Why would you? That man is a hero.
I thought that's what we were saying.
No, we would never say that. Ugh.
Asshole.
Nope.
Oh, boy.
Good God. Will Smith, happy birthday. Rapper, actor, T.I. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Jensen loves T.I.
I do like T.I.
Yeah, good stuff. And Donald Glover. And that's what's happening.
We have animal stories on the way. And also in the 9 o'clock hour, Cypress Hill is going to stop by.
Woo!
Very excited about that. Jensen Karp is filling in for Bean this week, who's on vacation.
Yeah.
Jensen, tell us about this new game.
Oh, am I excited for this? SoundCloud is a website that is a lot like YouTube in a sense that users upload their music, not visual. This is just audio uploading. Mm-hmm. And it's become a very hot kind of new emerging rap center. Almost the epicenter for hip-hop nowadays.
Wow.
If you're a kid and you have face tattoos, you got to put your music up on SoundCloud.
Sure.
People are getting signed off it. Some of the names that you might know off it. Lil Yachty.
Sure.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Sure.
Lil Pump.
Sure.
And the late Lil Peep. You might see a bit of a trend with their names. And yes, most rappers who are on SoundCloud that are getting famous and well-known have Lil at the beginning of their names. And all of them are ridiculous.
Now, is it Lil or Lil?
Well,
or is it a variation?
No, it's always Lil.
Okay.
L-I-L.
Okay.
So all right. I have created a game this morning, and it's called SoundCloud Rapper, or something I just made up.
SoundCloud rapping.
Rapping.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Happening.
I'm so hard and I'm so thug, there's no way to be stopping it. Rapping about weed and bitches and hoes. We've even got dumb names, cause that's how it goes.
SoundCloud rapper. Or something Jensen made up.
Thug life.
That was worth it.
Yeah.
We could stop the bit now. So you guys, again, I am going to give you a name.
All right. Mm-hmm.
This person is either a real SoundCloud rapper currently releasing music on a very important website for hip-hop, or something that on the way to work while driving here, I just made up.
All right.
Okay.
The first one, Lil Booty Call.
Oh. Lil Booty Call.
Lil Booty Call.
Yeah, you
I'm
going to
say that's
up.
Fake. Yeah, I'm going to say you made that up as well.
No, that's a real rapper.
Oh,
come on.
That's who we're listening to. It's a rapper from Texas. Millions of plays on a song called Sailor Moon.
Wow.
Just like that.
Mm. Wow.
Well,
wow. I was positive that one you made up.
For sure.
Well, the trend has started.
Okay.
The second one. Lil Waterbed. Again, Lil Waterbed.
See, that's tough because they could be trying to go a little retro with their name. Like, my grandparents had a waterbed.
Right.
I'm bringing it back. Or he totally made it up,
I'm gonna
which
say
is
he
where
made
I'm
it
going.
Up. Yeah. Same.
No, that's a real rapper.
Water!
Lil Waterbed, who you're listening to, is from Houston. Very aggressive style in your face. These names are stupid.
Come on.
These are stupid
Lil
names.
Lil Waterbed.
Lil Waterbed. My new favorite rapper.
All right.
Oh, he should tour with Lil Booty Call.
Well, I think all these people should tour together.
Sure.
Including our third selection, Lil Steering Wheel.
Lil Steering Wheel. Mm-hmm. Okay, now he was looking at his steering wheel when he was driving in.
It's true.
But we've guessed twice that it was he made it up. I'm going to say you made that up.
I'm going to agree.
You guys got one.
Yes!
I did make it up because I was in my car on the way here. But,
okay.
But let me warn you in advance, that's not going to help you in the future.
Okay.
Lil Soda Boy.
Lil Soda Boy.
Yeah.
Real rap name or something you made up?
Real SoundCloud rapper or something that on the way to work I just said, that's a stupid name.
Lil Soda Boy is real.
Lil Soda Boy is fake.
Lil Soda Boy is real. 11,000 SoundCloud followers straight from Seattle. Yep.
All right.
Come on.
By the way, the music all sounds alike, too.
Every single song.
The next one, Little Tuxedo Tim. All one word. Lil Tuxedo Tim.
That's too random for him to make up. I'm going real.
I'm going fake.
I'm a radio broadcast professional because I made that up on the way.
Yes.
My next one, Lil Pencil Face.
Lil Pencil Face.
Yep. Lil Pencil Face. Rapper really or something fake. That on the way to work I said, that's stupid.
It's stupid, but right,
either way.
That doesn't negate if he's a real SoundCloud rapper.
I'm gonna go real.
I'm gonna go fake.
It's fake. Little Pencil Face on the way to work. I said that would be dumb, and so I wrote it down. The next one, Little Poopy.
Oh, sure, that's
Little
absolutely
Poopy.
Real.
Is Little Poopy a real rapper on SoundCloud or something that I said? Little Poopy and laugh.
I want him to be real so badly.
I feel like I've listened to Little Poopy.
Well, you've lived Little Poopy, but. Yeah. I'm going to say a real.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Lil Poopy, 15-year-old rapper signed to Epic Sony. That is real. To get in my bag now. Also, Lil Poopy's father investigated for child abuse.
That's what I thought. Didn't he start when he was like 9 or 10?
Yeah,
yes,
Lil Poopy.
Lil Poopy.
Oh, no.
Next one, Lil Windex.
Lil Windex.
Because he's so clean, yo.
Lil Windex. So earlier we said you were driving, you saw your steering wheel.
Right.
He said that's not going to help you in the future.
Yeah.
So he wasn't looking at a window.
No.
Real.
Fake.
Lil Windex, real rapper.
Oh,
yes.
God.
How? I have no idea. That is a real rapper. There it is. By the way, we could have played one song every time and been like, there's Lil Windex. Lil Jimmy Smits.
Stop it.
Lil Jimmy Smits. Named after the actor.
I don't think anyone likes Jimmy Smits that much unless it's like a relative. So I'm going fake.
I'm going fake as well.
Yeah, guys, I made that up.
Yes. Okay.
Little Jimmy Smits doesn't exist.
You're getting good at this.
Lil Ice Pack.
Lil Ice Pack?
Yep.
Why would someone name themselves Lil Ice Pack?
I mean, we have a lot of questions here.
I'm going to say real. It's too dumb to make up.
Okay, Allie.
Fake.
Lil Ice Pack is a real rapper from Seattle.
Oh, good God.
He has a track called Don't Get It. I'm about it, 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 I'm about it. He's about it, too. Lil Bowling Alley.
No way.
Mm-mm.
Lil Bowling Alley.
Oh, well, hold on.
Rapper or something I just made up on my way to work.
Here's the thing. He wouldn't have made up Lil Bowling Alley because it sounds too ridiculous.
Right.
So it's real.
I say it's fake.
It is fake, Allie. Oh, Lil Bowling Alley is something I thought of because I thought my fiance and I should go bowling soon. In the same vein, is Lil Bagger Vance a real rapper name or something that I just made up, honoring the Will Smith movie about God being a golf caddy?
I need it to be real.
Yeah,
I
I'd
know
like
that.
It to be real as well.
Yeah.
Lil Bagger Vance.
Has to be real.
Forgotten film.
I'm going with real as well.
That's a fake one.
Oh,
on the way to work, I said, Will Smith movies. No one remembers. Bagger Vance.
I feel like that would be
last
a great
one.
We have time for one more.
Last one. Here we go. Lil Toenail.
No, 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 no. Lil Toenail.
Lil Toenail.
Okay, wait. I want that to be real. I'm going to say fake.
I say fake as well.
I'm happy we ended on this because Lil Toenail is a real rapper.
What?
He's from West Palm Beach and he dresses as a toenail. That's real.
No.
SoundCloud, a website that should be destroyed.
He dresses like a toenail?
He wears a mask.
That's a
and
thing?
Dresses like a human toenail.
And this has been...
Cuckoo! SoundCloud rapper. Or something Jensen made up.
Thug Life. We still have your passes for Venom to see an advanced screening of that movie, which looks fantastic.
Yes.
You guys... Mux is here.
Yeah, you should.
And he stepped up to the microphone.
You should turn it. Is it on? Should turn it on.
So can't be should on. I? Do I need to turn it on?
No, you don't have to. Yeah.
No, that's my point.
Your name is in the show.
Right.
Like, it's your name and another guy's name. You make the decision.
But we've discussed this.
Yeah. We have?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We had a meeting. We said when Mux comes in for a segment.
We didn't we didn't say anything about the mic.
That is true. It's true.
It's true. Mux.
Yo.
How do you get thrown out of an adult recreational softball league?
Mm-hmm. It'd be me, I guess, is okay. the first step.
That helps.
And it's the first time ever that anybody has seen it. It's the first time I've been thrown out of any game, really.
Please.
And this is a Sunday recreational LA City softball
league. Is it competitive?
Yeah, it's pretty competitive. I mean, the guys play to win, but it's supposed to be for fun. A lot of the guys think they're in the major leagues.
Sure.
You know, they think they're playing for, you know, multi-million dollar contracts. But I take it as a fun, you know, Sunday day game. And I don't know if that made sense, but
I'm sure your team loves that about you.
No, I'm competitive, Kevin. Right. I put it all out there. In fact, before I got thrown out of the game, I had two doubles and I went 2 for 3.
All right, don't care. Let's talk about you getting thrown out of the game.
Okay, yeah. So this happened about, I'd say there's six innings in a one of these games. I was the fourth inning. I went to go to third base to coach it. Okay. I had to be the third base coach. Mm-hmm. And I'm about 15 feet away from one of the other players' wives who's sitting in the dugout.
Okay.
It's a men's league, and she's sitting in the dugout, which is fine. I had no problem with.
Is she like one of the coaches or something?
No. Okay. She's just one of the, just watching the game.
A really equal rights guy.
Right? Okay. I had no problem. Her existence.
If she wants to sit in the dugout, she can't. She can't play.
It's a men's league.
It's a men's league.
I don't write the rules. No, I don't write the rules, uh-huh. Okay?
Hey, listen.
I just follow them. But anyway, everything's fine. I'm being friendly with the other team the whole game, and so I walk over to the back of the infield, and I just spit in the grass.
You hock a loogie?
No. It was like a saliva spit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a baseball tradition.
Right.
It is, yeah.
Right.
To which then I hear from this nice lady on the bench, "Ew, that's disgusting. Don't spit on the field."
Did you say, "Hey, this is softball or baseball?"
So the first thing I said, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. I didn't know it was illegal to spit in a softball
game. Look at you coming right back at her.
Right?
Sarcasm,
yeah. Right?
Detected.
Yep. And she goes, "No, don't you know that 80% of bacteria and diseases live in all saliva?" I'm like, I didn't know that, but now you're assuming I have diseases?
I mean, it's a good assumption. Look at
you. I think it's safe.
Thanks,
yeah.
Bill Nye.
So I kind of let it go, and then she keeps kind of talking. I have nowhere to go because I'm standing at third base. I'm coaching it, so I can't really leave. Mm-hmm. So she's talking, and I'm kind of like ignoring it. And then she keeps going, and so
she's just chirping about the spit. Huh.
And I kind of just like letting it roll off the back, but then passive-aggressively, I yell out, our next batter comes up. I'm like, "All right, guys, let's get a guy on. And remember, no spitting if you have any diseases."
Well, now you're pushing it.
Wow.
All right, so now you're just being a dick. Yeah.
That triggered her.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That triggered her.
Technically, it triggered me as well. I see how that's aggressive.
Right when I did that, she called the umpire over. Blue, this guy's talking smack and he's spitting on the field. Hmm. I'm like, "Are you serious?"
And so what does Blue do?
So Blue comes on over, and I think Blue and her know each other.
Is Blue like a 59-year-old?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
So he comes on over, he's like, "Look." He's like,
"Look, my life is garbage. I'm umping an adult softball league." Anyway, go on.
He's like, look, just ignore her. Just do the, you know, I'm like, "All right, fine, you know. I'll ignore her. You got it, Blue." So she keeps chirping. So finally, I turn around and I say, "Listen. Just sit there, be quiet, and keep score."
All right.
Whoa.
Okay?
Oh, man.
A woman's place is in the kitchen. It's about two sentences away.
Holy crap. This all feels wrong, Muggs, I gotta tell you.
Yeah. Hold on.
No need to play who's the dick.
Hold on. Wait,
We're looking at him.
But look, I didn't start this.
Then Gloria Allred comes up. She's got an issue with me.
First of all, when she said no spinning on the field, that's obvious. She's obviously trying to bait me. Okay, she knows. Yeah, spitting and baseball go hand in hand, first of all. It's a tradition, like Jensen said.
That's true. Okay.
If she was baiting you, it worked.
It worked.
Uh-huh.
So right when I said, "Turn around, be quiet, and just keep score," she called her husband, who was playing shortstop for the other team, over. Dwayne, we have a problem here.
By the way, she's right. I'm team her so far.
Well, So her husband turns, goes, "We have a problem." And I look at her and I'm like, "No, we don't have a problem." And she keeps chirping. So I say, "Please, just honestly, you're not even supposed to be, like, really technically, you're not even supposed to be in the dugout."
Doubling up.
Okay? Right? You're not even supposed to be.
There's got to be a kitchen near here.
And you guys are making me sound misogynistic, which
no,
I'm not. But listen,
You're making yourself sound that way.
No, hold on. Right. She's not even playing in the game.
Because she's not allowed to. You made that clear.
I didn't make that rule.
Okay. Right. We got that.
So
Title IX anti-machine over here.
What I said, what I turn around, I said, listen, just husband walks over out of the game
right.
while they're playing a game, mm-hmm. comes up to me, gets 2 inches in my face and goes, "Do we have a problem here?" And I go, "No, I said, your wife seems to think it's illegal to spit on the field in a baseball game." To which he then replies, "Well, yeah, you should spit towards the field." And you guys know me. I'm a nice guy. I'm an easygoing guy. I get flustered. I lost my S. I go, "Are you?" In his face, yelling at him. "Are you kidding me? You're lecturing me at whether to spit, where to spit on the field, and you're coming out of the game when the umpire already came up to me and talked to me?" He's like, "Lower your tone. Lower your tone." I'm like, "I will not lower my tone. I will not lower my tone."
I like how quickly Muggs goes from 0 to 60.
I went ultimate Hulk.
The irony is he's wearing a t-shirt that says "a nice Jewish guy." Right? He's freaking out.
Wasn't wearing this shirt at the time, sure. Jensen. But, and so the guy's like, "You lower your tone." I'm like, "No, you came, you stepped in my face. You got out of the game to lecture me because your wife called you over."
So you threw a haymaker?
He was standing there, and he was, like, in my face. So I started yelling, "Do something! Do something!"
To the guy that's in your face.
What the hell is
I went full rage. Like, the whites
in my... You're the dumbest person alive.
The whites in my eyes rolled back. Look, guys, I don't
like
get...
Like the Battle of Bunker Hill?
I don't get into confrontations at all. Right? I never search fight. I never pick fights. Right. I always mind my
Maybe
own business.
Maybe now is not the time to say those things.
Well, listen... I think there was a breaking point. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in my personal life.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I think it just all came to a head that day. I'm trying to enjoy a nice Sunday softball game, and I'm getting flack for spitting on the field.
So you were screaming, do something.
Yeah. So now my entire team comes out of the dugout.
Oh, no.
Gets in between me and him.
What is going on?
And then the blue comes over again, and he's like, "Hey, everybody... Stop. I'm like, "Are you kidding me? This guy's stepping out of the game and getting in my face. Like, he's playing the game. I didn't even have any problem with him."
Okay.
And
so
I understand he's trying, like, it's his wife.
Okay, everyone calm down.
Yeah.
And by everyone, Muggs. Okay, what happens now? You're out for how many games?
Hold on.
So, I feel like
okay, but we don't have a lot of hold on time.
Yeah,
we still got a minute. So
are you kidding me?
Maybe.
Enough out of you, Chip. Okay. I'll throw you out.
And you're the one who decided to put on his mic.
So the blue looks at me and goes, "You're out of here."
Threw you out of the game.
Threw me out of the game. So which I reply, "F you, blue, and F all of you. Anybody that want to meet me in the parking lot, let's go."
Oh, my God.
Chill guy. I'd never do this, guys. I was very embarrassed.
Okay.
It never happens.
All right.
I mean, it does happen.
But, guys, honestly, you know me. Mm-hmm. I don't act like this. But it all came to a head.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short.
Too late.
I might be kicked out of the league.
Okay.
Out of the league?
Yeah.
So you don't just have to miss the next game or whatever?
No.
Might be the whole league.
It might. So.
And by your own team.
You know what I like?
That's the comedy.
I like thinking that this is the woman in the dugout and the guy at shortstop's ultimate kink. Like, this is just what they do.
I'm going to find something to pick on this guy for.
They got home and banged the hell out of each other.
Hey.
Yes.
Also, vote Muggs for Congress. He's running in 2020. This is the start of his whole campaign.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 6:55. On the way, we've got your Solo a Star Wars story. Custom Xbox One.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give that away a little bit later on this morning. Plus, Cypress Hill is going to join us at 9 o'clock this morning.
Woo!
Very excited about that as
They're going to smell like weed.
Yes.
I'm sure of it.
I'll be very concerned if they don't,
quite frankly.
Right?
Yeah.
So where's the real Cypress Hill?
Allie is here. What's happening?
Well, as we all know, Bean loves Christmas.
Yes.
A lot.
Too much.
I love Christmas a lot. I decorate... very early for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Probably first or second week of November, I decorate. I do feel there is a time when it's too early to listen to Christmas music. Bean does not. Bean listens all year long.
Like, how deep? Silent Night? Like, I mean, how,
does he go that deep?
Yeah, like, how deep, you think?
I think it runs the gamut, kind of whatever he's interested in. Hmm. And I bring this up because I normally would not bring you a Christmas song unless it was something so majestic, so beautiful. The album will be out October 26th. It is called Shatner Claus.
Oh, no.
The Christmas album.
Shatner Claus.
It is William Shatner, his first ever holiday album, and he's caroling alongside some pretty notable people. Iggy Pop will perform with him on Silent Night. ZZ Top's Billy Gibbons.
Okay.
He will be guesting on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Todd Rundgren will be appearing on Winter Wonderland. But I bring you now the opening track of Shatner Claus, the Christmas album. It is William Shatner doing Jingle Bells with none other than Henry Rollins.
Wow.
Dashing through the snow on the one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a one-horse open sleigh.
I got another minute if you want it.
I think I know where it
things
goes.
Things were good. So that's the opening track, Jingle Bells, featuring Henry Rollins. There are 14 tracks. The 14th, Jingle Bells, featuring Henry Rollins, punk rock version.
All right.
We don't have that yet.
Thank God.
But let me tell you, I'm going to pre-order it. It's due out October 26th, Shatner Claus, the Christmas album.
I am looking for something to annoy hostage situation criminals, so I think I'll probably blast that outside their place.
Yes. Yeah. How dare you?
Also, Tyler, the Creator, put out a song for the Grinch That Stole Christmas soundtrack.
Yeah, him and
cool.
Pharrell were working on that,
yeah.
I understand, with Danny Elfman, right?
I mean, if you have a thing that involves Christmas, you have to call Danny Elfman, so yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Just the law.
Might have made that up about Danny Elfman. Thought I read that somewhere.
It's news now, guys.
Just go with it.
News now. So remember, Kevin, when we heard about this this movie about Roger Ailes, the disgraced Fox News head, blah blah blah, and we were like, do we need that? Like, do we need it so soon? Do we need to be covering these Me Too stories so soon?
Right.
And then we found out Charlize Theron was going to be playing Megyn Kelly. Nicole Kidman was going to be Gretchen Carlson. Margot Robbie is going to be a Fox News associate producer. And then we found out Roger Ailes will be played by John Lithgow. So we were like, all right.
Pretty
this
good.
Sounds pretty good.
Sounds like a good project.
Well, now we know that Allison Janney is going to be in the cast as well.
Wow.
And just announced Kate McKinnon will be playing a producer in the movie. It's her first, her highest profile non-comedic outing. She's done other non-comedic stories, but pretty big deal. Kate McKinnon.
Dude. Wow. Yeah, what a cast.
Yeah, that
what
sounds crazy
cast.
Good.
I know. All of a sudden, I'm like, okay, I'll watch about that trash man. Rest in peace. I mean, if you feel those things about people. Good stuff.
I mean, you're screaming.
Screaming! I'm so loud about it. Did you ever hear my Roger Ailes story?
As a human?
Yeah, when I interviewed it at Fox News.
No.
This was way back in the day. I went through three interviews with the guys before him. That sounds dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with Fox News. But Bill Shine, who's now working in the White House, he said, okay, you're going to meet with Roger, and he's trying to give me tips. And I said, will he be doing the whole thing just in profile? And he said, what do you mean? And I said, Oh, never mind. He's not Hitchcock. And he's like, oh, Allie, please don't do anything like that when you go in. Oh, and I'm like, I'm trying to calm you down. Yeah. What is going on with you? And then I went in and met him, and he said, and I quote, know what I like about you? not afraid to be ugly on TV.
Whoa.
And I said, what? Sorry, sir. And he said, like, you're like a young Carol Burnett or a young Lucy. And I said, well, lead with that. And he said, you're able to, like, be doing a report. And then if that involves you jumping into pudding, you'll do it. And I was like, well,
that was his way of asking you to jump into pudding.
I think so. But I'm like, there's a very different way to say it than you're not afraid to be ugly on the air.
Who do you think is going to play you in the movie?
God, I hope someone that just jumps in pudding.
Yeah. It cuts to you jumping in pudding.
Right?
Collecting your check.
It's like, what is going on with that girl? No, that's me. That is me. Good times, you guys. Some birthdays for you. Couple. Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones. They're married and they share a birthday. I don't know why that tickles me, but it does.
I think that's really cute.
I do, too.
Yeah.
They never forget each other's birthday.
Nope.
Hopefully. Mark Hamill.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
Again, why do you keep doing this? He is one of the nicest men in Hollywood.
I hear you saying it.
Hear it.
Yeah.
Heather Locklear, Will Smith, Barbara Walters, T.I., and Donald Glover. And that's what's happening.
Maybe a raccoon or a story about a dog. Maybe a baboon or a story about a frog. A story about a cat or a pizza rat. A story about a minx or a story about a lynx.
All right.
Animal stories in the news. Animal stories to cure your blues. Animal stories. Just for you, let's find out what they're up to.
This is a story that I think you're going to love, Allie. This comes out of the Philippines. Video of a blind dog being led by his own service dog down a flight of stairs has gone viral.
Oh, best ever.
For good reason. That's a good boy.
Tell me more.
Isn't that crazy? According to his Facebook page, Ginger and Kimchi have been ambassador dogs for 3 years now. Ginger, an 11-year-old golden retriever, reportedly serves as a seeing-eye dog for the blind rescue Kimchi, who is a spaniel type breed and believed to be between 9 and 12 years old.
That is lovely.
A blind dog has his own seeing-eye dog.
It would melt my heart if I saw it in person.
Pretty sweet.
I love it.
This one not so good. World's luckiest idiot jumps into lion's den and gets bitten on the toe. A lion helped California authorities to nab a trespasser who jumped into the zoo and ran around. Julio Mendez, 38, climbed his way into the Chaffee Zoo in central Fresno just after 11 p.m. Wednesday, but it wasn't long before he was detected. Lieutenant Jennifer Horsford of the Fresno Police Department said he did have to jump over a fence that has a no trespassing sign and had to climb over a barbed wire that was on top of it to actually get into the zoo itself.
They should be applauded.
I was going to say.
A lot of work.
Then the zoo security spotted him walking through the African Adventure area, so he ran away and attempted to climb an 18-foot-high mesh to escape. Ended up in a lion's den.
Yeah.
And a female lion just woke up. He was hanging on, trying not to get engaged with the lion. And the lion reached up and just bit off his big toe.
See, to me... the only reason I don't like this story is he was not mauled.
Yeah, I'm Team Ryan. Team Ryan forever.
I feel like this guy, what are you doing, dude?
What are you doing, dude, indeed?
Come on.
Scientists give ecstasy to an octopus and are surprised by what happens next. A couple of scientists have taken MDMA out of the clubs and into the aquarium by giving ecstasy to octopuses. Gil Dolan, a neuroscientist at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, has been studying the effects of MDMA for a long time, as have most of us. Humans and octopuses, he says, have the same gene for a protein that binds serotonin to brain cells. Since MDMA also targets this protein, he wanted to see how the drug would react if he were to give it to an octopus. And surprise, surprise.
The octopus loves Tiesto now.
They say without MDMA, the octopus would approach another octopus, a colleague, cautiously. But when the octopus was on E, things were much different. He was all hands. Did they have hands? Paws. He was all tentacles?
I can imagine just super huggy, right?
Right.
Like eight tentacles coming for you at all times.
Worse than that. They're basically hugging the cage and exposing parts of their body that they don't normally expose to other octopuses.
Oh, wow. Dear.
That's a real party.
Yeah.
Right? And finally, a British woman feeling unwell was stunned to discover a dead tortoise in her vagina.
What?
The British woman has reportedly been questioned by police after doctors found a dead tortoise inside her vagina.
How?
Staff at the Department of Medical Center in the south of the island are said to have called officers after making the bizarre discovery. The woman, described as an expat, had sought help after suffering pain in her genital area.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta be honest, my genital area not feeling so good.
Yeah.
So they did an X-ray, and they found a dead turtle in her vagina.
Wow.
And here's the best part.
Oh, okay.
They asked, how did this happen? And she said,
I don't know.
I have no idea, is what she said.
What is going on?
Does it show the tortoise? Like, how big was it?
I didn't see a lot of pictures.
Like, I wonder if it could just, like you're laying at the beach, it could just crawl up, like a little one,
Is it possible that it was an accident?
I mean, we should...
I don't think so.
We should allegedly ask Richard Gere.
Oh, dear.
It's allegedly, though.
Dear.
Allegedly, of course.
Animal stories in the news. Animal stories to cure your blues.
Cypress Hill coming in a little bit later on this morning. Very excited about that.
Excited.
9 a.m. Omar Khan is in the studio with us.
Bong bong.
DJ Omar Khan.
How are you?
And then we're going to take some calls after you tell your story of people who believe.
I don't believe. I know.
They actually, in a situation that requires it, has superhuman strength.
Absolutely.
Because we've all heard the story. We've heard the story about, like, a woman whose child is stuck under a car, and they're freaking out, and next thing you know, the woman picks the car up because... magic and the feeling she has to save her child.
Right. Like, you know, all the adrenaline just takes over you could do what's humanly impossible.
Sure.
Right.
And that's what you did?
So this past weekend I went to the Colorado River, or as I like to call it, the River of Death.
Oh.
I go once a year, every year, family time, and I take the little kids on the jet ski.
Right.
And we all have the life vests, and little Zoe, she's 4 years old, and we're going up there, and I don't
know. Is that Lil
Zoe? Lil Zoe is my favorite sound rapper.
And, you know, I never go super fast with the kids. I'm going maybe 20 miles an hour, 25, and we're going there, and she's kind of apprehensive. That's not fast on a jet ski.
Okay.
You think it's super fast?
It's not that fast.
And I'm very conscious of, you know, looking at her, making sure she's not freaking out and
having
a good time.
I don't know how great Lil Zoe is on it.
So she's having a good time, and I was like, hey, you want to go see the dam? And she's like, yeah, let's go see the dam. So the way the Colorado River is set up is that there's a current going down, and then once you get to, like, the dam part, everything kind of, like, settles because the dam's blocking all the water.
A little smoother.
Yeah.
A little smoother.
So I leave the jet ski kind of just idling there, and I'm trying to make it fun, you know, with the kids. I'm like, oh, check that out. Isn't that amazing? You know, so our attention is away from where all, like, the boats and the jet skis are, right?
Right.
So I'm thinking about 20 yards out, a boat might have probably made a U-turn and created a wave.
Oh, no. Yeah.
We weren't paying attention. Out of nowhere, we're in the water.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
Both me and my child.
Mm.
And at this second, 3,000 things go through my mind.
Right.
First, this is not going to, you know, this is not happening. Why? I grab my daughter. I grab the jet ski. I'm thinking, like, no. Okay, this is not going to be it.
I know what you did.
Yeah.
You inhaled the entire river.
No.
And it was dry.
No.
Okay, all right.
That's not what you did. And what I'm going to be telling you sounds like it was a long time. Everything happened in 15 to 20 seconds.
Okay.
So we're in the water. I'm thinking all these things. Zoe's swimming to me, and she's like, kind of not crying, but freaking out. Mm-hmm. How are we going to get back on the jet ski? And I'm thinking, I'm freaking out. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm
freaking She's out. Not. You
yeah,
are.
Yeah, yeah. I'm freaking out, and I'm thinking, okay, I can't let her freak out. I need to calm her down and let her know everything's gonna be okay. I grab her. I look her in the eye. I'm like, Zoe, everything is gonna be okay. Don't you worry about it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Did you say that smoothly?
I did. I swear to God. Well, that's what I like to think.
Yes.
And at that moment, I'm also having a kind of out of body experience. Mm-hmm. Like I'm seeing this happening outside of my body.
You're looking down on
me. Yeah, okay. Exactly. That's weird. So yeah. Weird, right?
Does that mean you were dead?
So no. I'm thinking, okay, I have one hand on the jet ski and I have Zozo here. How am I going to get her up? The kid's about 50, 55 pounds. There's no way I could lift her. I lift this kid up.
With one arm.
With one arm.
While holding on with the other arm?
While holding on with the other arm. Oh. And I place her on the jet ski. I'm like, Zozo, just do it like you did before. Get on there. Get on the jet ski. And then Daddy will get up there. Okay?
Wouldn't it be funny if she just gets
like, crocodile tub, out into the water.
So at this time, Zoe, I get Zozo on there, and then there's this jet ski because everybody kind of looks after each other on the river. Mm-hmm. A jet skier goes by, he's like, "Hey, you guys okay?" And I want to just go, help! You know what I mean? But I was like, I can't do that because Zoe's now on the jet ski. Mm-hmm. I got to be calm, right? Right. So have you ever seen that BJ Penn video where he's in the pool and he kind of just jumps out?
Yeah, like, that's ridiculous.
3 feet of water?
Yeah. Yes.
So I'm thinking, okay, Zoe's on the jet ski. I can't go and go the regular way because I'm going to rock the jet ski. Mm-hmm. I need to just jump on the freaking jet ski.
Right.
So,
this is not, if you're going to tell us.
Listen.
If you're going to tell us that you were in the water and you just flew onto the jet ski.
Well, okay.
No, sir.
It's not that crazy. But I literally, like, I was like, okay, I need to keep the balance. I just grabbed the top of the seat and I just, boom.
He leapfrogged it.
I leapfrogged it, yeah. And I was on the jet ski, and I have...
Were you more surprised than anyone in the
Absolutely.
World?
Absolutely! I was like, what just happened?
He had a witness, though. Was the other jet ski person still watching?
No, after he saw that, I got it.
Coincidental. Because I was ready to take a collar.
But this is how I know it was superhuman strength, is because if you guys were to offer me $1 million right now... There's no way I can do it again.
Right.
No possible
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I would say that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trying to get on a jet ski when you're in the water is really difficult, and you really shake it back and forth.
Right. And just one-handed it, leapfrogged on there, and then made sure Zoe was fine, calmed her down, everything was cool.
Did you look around, and were you bummed that, like, no one saw this feat of
anybody
strength?
Anybody see that?
He was too busy saying, Zoe, we're not going to tell your mom.
She doesn't need to know everything.
Yeah. But I've never experienced that. I mean, it was the most terrifying moment of my life. Yeah. And everything running through my brain, and it was like I said, 15 seconds.
First of all, you putting her like on if she's 55 pounds.
That's
you
still,
putting her on with one
serious.
Hand while in the water, not standing on the ground, is really difficult.
Yeah, and just one hand, boom, she's on there. Dude, trust me, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, but it happened.
Related, if there are any custody lawyers listening.
Oh, no.
We need you to have some superhuman strength.
Yeah. But I really do think that under these circumstances, something happens to your body. It's that flee or flight. Or what is it?
Fight or flight
thing. Whatever.
Whatever
it's
that is.
Whatever that is that, you know, puts you in this mode of...
It's adrenaline,
survival,
I think.
You know? Yeah. And it was crazy.
So we're looking for stories like that, but ones that are true. At 1-800-520-1067, if you have experienced this, you were in some type of situation and you had superhuman strength.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and don't exaggerate like Omar did. Just the real story. 1-800-520-1067. Ted at Incubus, let's take one phone call. Let's make it Julio from Long Beach. Good morning, Julio.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
We are good, thank you. Superhuman strength. You had it?
Yes, I did. It happened so fast. Last summer, me and my wife, my best friend and his wife, went to Kern River. And my wife, my best friend's wife, decided to go down the river on two the inflatables. And they tied them together. My wife is calling me, yelling, like, we're stuck, and I'm running down the river trying to find them. I find where they're at. They're, like, caught in a log in the middle of the river by the rapids, and I jumped in the water, not even thinking about, you know, what I was doing.
Did your feet hit the bottom, or could you stand up?
When I first walked in, yeah, but when I got to them, I couldn't. I got to the log.
Okay.
And I always carry a Bowie knife, and I was able to stick my knife to the log and hold on to them, and I just pulled them towards me as hard as I could, and I was able to get my friend's wife out. And then for my
that's
wife,
good enough. that's a good average.
I jumped in and went, like, grabbed onto my wife, and I don't know how I was able to just kick out of the rapids and just make it out into like the shoreline to this rock.
Anybody that's been in rapids knows that's almost impossible.
Yeah.
Julio, quick question. Yeah. Have you fought with your wife ever since that you saved your friend's wife first?
No.
Have you ever said, you know, I didn't have to save you. I had Jeff's wife first.
You're doing it wrong then, Julio. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067. You had superhuman strength. We'll take your calls after Incubus on K-Rock. DJ Omar Khan came in and just told us a story about superhuman strength.
Yeah, just call me Super DJ Omar Khan, by the way.
I mean, I don't feel like we need to.
Am I right?
It's wordy.
No. I like Omar Khan Van Damme.
There you go.
That fits better than
yes.
me. Jumping on a jet ski. It's got a real 90s vibe to it.
All right, let's start with Matt in Norwalk. Good morning, Matt.
Hello, good morning.
Hi there. So you had an episode of Superhuman Strength?
I do. It was my wife. This happened about 6 years ago. It was in my kids' room, and we had one of those big, awkward, with the big, awkward televisions, those really big, heavy ones with the big hump in the back.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it weighs a lot, and I'm a pretty big dude, and I have trouble with it. I'm over 6 feet, 220 pounds, and, I have a hard time lifting.
I work out pretty much 20 times a week.
Yeah. So, anyway, it was in my kids' room, and they were playing around. Me and my wife were watching TV, and then all of a sudden, I hear a big, loud crash. And me and my wife, plays like, she's a little person, and she weighs like 90 pounds.
Right.
And we go over to the bedroom, and my son is on the floor with the TV, this big TV on top of his head.
Oh no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And my wife, first one to the scene, I just caught a glimpse of it. But my wife, I see her, she lifts up this TV like if it was nothing, like if it was a pillow. Tosses it across the room.
What?
Breaks the TV and cradles my son. And then later on, we take him to the hospital to see if he had a concussion. He was all right, by the way.
But, later, though, did you have to break the TV?
Oh, that thing was old. We were due for a new one anyway.
All right, so that worked out. All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Sean. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
So I'd like to hear your story, and then I'm calling BS on it. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I mean, sorry if my details get a little confusing. I'm about as good at telling a story as Kevin is. it was at my freshman football game, one of the first football games of the year, and I have a three-year-old sister, and we're having a little powwow after the game with the coaches and the players, and I guess my little sister's slipped eyes from her parents, and all the next thing I hear is a scream down the field. She's at the other end zone being carried away by some dude.
What?
And
so she's being kidnapped?
I'm on top of the guy. And I don't even, honestly, I hear this story from everybody else is that it took me 5 or 6 seconds to get from end zone to lunge at this guy.
So five or six seconds.
I'm quarterback, so I'm the old fat white guy in the background.
Were you immediately signed to the New York Giants?
My quarterback coach asked me, how come you never move like that when you have 200-pound men chasing you?
So every game from that point on, they kidnapped your sister and you had to run end zone to end zone.
Look, we're behind. We need to kidnap her.
I got one of those weird leash backpacks you see on little kids now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he plays well when we threaten his sister with a knife. So you know what we got to do? We're down 40.
Thank you for the call. All right, let's go to Mike in Costa Mesa. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Superhuman strength, you had it?
Yeah, for a brief period. I was leaving work and something happened to my brakes. Like they just wouldn't work. So we stopped and then me and two of my friends got out. We were trying to look at what was happening underneath. And we were messing around with the jack for like probably 15, 20 minutes. And finally, I just got super angry, and I grabbed the back end of the car, and I lifted it up about 2 feet in the air.
So what? What kind of car was this?
It was smaller. It was a Geo Metro. So it wasn't huge or anything. But
I'm sorry.
It was,
I didn't mean to diminish what happened.
Yeah, I like that you think that's the real, oh, okay, yeah, Geo Metro, never mind. Also, I love that his superhuman strength has nothing to do with an emergency or anything.
He just got
bored.
Yeah. He was pissed, yeah. Though.
He was just tired of it.
Wait, pretty so you think that you picked the car up?
No, I did pick the car up because there was no jack underneath.
All right.
They didn't get it underneath because as soon as I did it, they looked over and they immediately started laughing and rolling on the floor, and I was just standing there holding my car.
I mean, he's like Hitch, or no, not Hitch, but Hitch is the movie where Kevin James helps Will Smith.
Or Will Smith, yeah. Right?
No, it's the one where he's like a hero. What is that one? Oh, another Will Smith movie. I referenced. Hancock, that's right.
There you go.
Or like Bagger Vance or whatever Will Smith movie you want to be.
Thank you, Mike, for the call. Let's go to Ed in El Segundo. Hi, Ed.
Hey, guys, how are you?
We are good, thank
bong,
you.
Bong.
You had superhuman strength?
I did. I'm at a Hollywood party, and I'm an actor, and I'm not really getting any work. And I meet Joe Carnahan, who at this point has just directed Narc. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I got to talk to this guy. But I'm not really good at the Hollywood game, so he ends up leaving. And then he comes running back into the party, and he goes, I need some help. And I'm like, oh, this is my chance. And I run off. And you know in the Hollywood Hills how the houses on the hillside go down? It's like a front door and a carport.
Yep.
And the house goes down a hillside.
Yep.
Well, he was backing up on his badass, like, AMG Mercedes, and he thought he was going to the carport, but he really drove out of these people's front porch.
Oh,
and
no.
And he drives out of their front porch, and now his whole Mercedes is teetering on the side of his mountain. And he's like, dude, I need some help. I got to get off of here. So I run down to the bottom of the car. I'm like, this is it. I'm going to save Joe Carnahan.
Yes.
So I get behind the car, and as he gets in the car, I go, dude, just gun it, and I'm going to lift the car. And he kind of looks at me like, there's no way this is going to happen. Gets in the car, guns it, and somehow I just do this huge squat and lift the car maybe an inch. It catches the side of the wall right in front of these people's front door. Whole car jumps up onto the road. He rolls down his window, looks at me, goes, I'm going to make you a producer on Smokin' Aces, and drove off into the night.
Wait, and did he help you?
No.
Also, like, he was like, and I'm Jason Statham.
Like, 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52. We have a Blu-ray copy of Solo, A Star Wars Story, which comes out today. And we're going to give you that. We're going to play a game next at 1-800-520-1067. All people who compete get the Blu-ray. And then you also qualify to win a Solo, A Star Wars Story custom Xbox X console.
That is. We really give you room for that because there's a lot of construction to be made when you say that.
Exactly. Yeah. That's
a lot of hard
true.
Hats we're wearing.
So everybody that competes is going to get the Blu-ray, and then out of those people, somebody will get the Xbox One.
Yep.
Nice.
And we're going to do that next with your Star Wars impressions.
Yeah.
You get to pick the character. You have to do the Star Wars impression.
And I'll give you a little bit of a spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to be good.
They aren't.
No.
No. We've done this before.
Yeah.
And I mean, the worse, the better, really.
Right? That's what I'm saying. I'm looking for creative. And if I'm judging,
for
I'm
sure.
looking for creative.
Yeah.
This is why you fail.
So 1-800-520-1067. You call now. We have you have your impression ready, and we'll do it just after the top of the hour. Allie is here now with what's happening.
Guys, surviving members, of course, one of the most pioneering rap groups of all time, the Beastie Boys, are going to be hitting the road, going on a book tour, but it's more of an event. Like a book tour, you go to a Barnes & Noble, you sign some books, people take a picture, you move on.
Mm-hmm.
Not so.
Okay.
AdRock, Mike D, they're set to release Beastie Boys Book. That's going to be on October 30th, and then they're embarking on a 6-city event tour, including 2 nights here in Los Angeles. They're going to feature readings. It's a big immersive affair. Conversations between AdRock and Mike D, special guest moderators, a Q&A section, a live score provided by Mixmaster Mike.
All right.
And they're also going to include a Beastie Boys exhibit, which will be curated by the band with Beyond the Streets and Adidas Skateboarding. So it's a whole sound and sight experience. It sounds Like, it's going to be incredible.
It does sound cool.
Yeah. Admission to the shows also comes with a copy of Beastie Boys' book. And the Beastie Boys event tour hits the Montalban Theater here in Los Angeles on November 3rd and November 4th.
See you around.
Tickets are $68. They go on sale this Friday, September 28th. For more information, we have everything at krock.com. So that's going to sell out. In half a second.
And also 600 pages in this book.
Yeah, they aren't joking around.
Yeah,
it's a meaty book. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're going to have the book for you when you show up at the event.
Yeah, it's part of the ticket.
Right.
Yeah, they're not going to send it to you.
Right.
Shipping cost. Yeah.
I bought the book, but shipping is $417.
Yeah. It came on a pallet.
It is insanity. So that's kind of exciting stuff.
That
you
does
guys.
Sound cool.
Yeah. Also exciting, some history being made this NFL season. Amazon Prime Video is bringing together two female announcers to call an entire NFL game. Never been done before.
All right.
They just announced this a couple hours ago. Hannah Storm and Andrew Kramer are going to provide commentary and analysis for its live streaming coverage of 11 Thursday night football games on Prime Video. That's starting this Thursday when the Rams host the Vikings. Here's the thing. I have never watched a game on Amazon Prime Video, but you have your choice. You can choose between the Fox broadcast with Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can choose now between them, Andrew Kramer and Hannah Storm, or a Spanish language announcer, or a UK English language broadcast team.
So what you're saying is there's a lot of options for misogynist sexists.
Absolutely. So
who mouth breathers who are going to go to Twitter to complain.
I don't want to listen to two chicks that have never played
football.
The game.
I don't watch football for no women. I tell my wife, stay over there, don't say nothing.
Right.
And now I got two wives talking to me about footballs.
What do they know? They don't play the game like Joe Buck.
Oh, God.
Wait.
They're going to talk about how all the football players' butts look good. They're not going to talk about no playing. Playing's the last thing they care about.
They have been working women into the announcing, and it sounds good, I think.
It makes me disgusted. I can't believe women even get to watch the footballs.
Right?
I bet you all of them, every single one of them, I bet you none of them stand for the anthem. All of them kneeling with the Colin Kaepernicks.
Mm-hmm.
All of them kneeling and looking at these players saying, I want them all. And my wife, when she looks at this Grappinola, what's his name?
Garoppolo.
Grappinola?
Yep.
When she looks at Grappinola, I know what she's thinking.
Yeah.
And it's not about me.
I'm thinking it
too. She's thinking about getting a bit of his Grappinola.
Right.
If you know what I mean.
A little bit of Jimmy's G.
And little Jimmy Grappino. And I'm saying, I don't want them talking during the game. Women are better seen, not heard, especially doing football because that's my church day.
He is every man on Twitter right now. Thank you, Jensen.
Star Wars. Make them better. At Star Wars, you ruined the movie. I love me some Jar Jar Binks, and you took them out. My wife, she's never seen a Star Wars, and thank God.
She'd just be talking about
it. She'd be ruining that Star Wars with that Jimmy Grappinola Jar Jar Binks.
Good Lord. You guys, this is kind of bumming me out. Inside the Actor Studio is moving to a new home, but longtime host James Lipton won't be doing the interviews anymore.
Thank God. What a pompous ass he is.
He is a joke.
Oh, my God.
How dare you?
He's a horrible...
That's the point of him.
He's a horrible host.
He's been in, like, three things, and he's like, I'm an expert on acting. Doesn't work to me.
Come on.
What is your favorite curse word?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Come on.
Oh, he's the
if
worst.
If you were at the heavenly gates and God asked for one final week.
Listen, that's only the end of the show when they do the 10 questions.
He's the
but
worst.
But the rest of the time... Whatever.
I mean, all right. Now.
Well, you guys aren't as upset.
Funny, though. It is funny because Inside the Actor Studio started with, like, De Niro and Meryl Streep, but then later seasons he's like, Diddy, when you were in... Maid, the Jon Favreau epic film. What did Mr. Favreau tell you before the scene where you had diarrhea? It's like he had like J-Lo did it. It's just the criteria.
You run out of people at some point.
Yeah.
But yeah, his first ever show was with Paul Newman back in 1994. And since then, Sally Field, Alec Baldwin, Carol Burnett, Spike Lee, Martin Scorsese, Meryl Streep, Al Pacino, George Clooney, J-Lo.
Carrot Top. When you did Chairman of the Board,
Oh,
did
God.
You, on the cover, I believe you are surfing on a desk. Was that real or Photoshopped?
Well, you will not be upset to hear that he is gone. Worst. They will have Good. Rotating guest hosts when it debuts on Ovation TV in fall 2019.
I used to hate watch that show. Yeah. I used to just, because I can't stand him so much, I couldn't tear myself away from it.
I get it.
I would just yell at him.
Sorry.
Vin Diesel. When you...
I'm already out.
Yeah, why
when you were
not?
Fast and furious.
All right. Coming up, you guys, we're going to talk about Mel Gibson getting another shot.
White men.
I tell you, he's a treat. And why do people want to shoot Pete Davidson in the face?
What?
I don't like it. It's not a good story.
Agreed.
But I'll tell you, coming up, some birthdays for you. We've got Donald Glover, T.I., Barbara Walters, Will Smith, Heather Locklear, Mark Hamill.
He is the founder of ISIS. He's
tried
the founder
of ISIS. In quick enough. Stop saying stuff about him. He's the best.
Right.
And married couple sharing a birthday. I don't know why it delights me, but it does. Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones. And that's what's happening.
I mean, come on now. We're looking for Star Wars impressions from you people, and what you're going to get is a Blu-ray copy of Solo, A Star Wars Story, plus one of you will win a Solo, A Star Wars Story custom Xbox One X console.
Sounded natural now.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm really pulling
you
it off.
You got to it.
So we'll start taking your calls right now. Let's begin with Rob in Santa Ana. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Good, thank you. What impression are you going to do for us?
I'm going to do The Emperor and Return of the Jedi.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
If you will not be turned, you will be destroyed. Young fool, only now at the end do you understand.
I mean, you don't have to act out a whole movie.
Okay.
All right. Not bad.
I'd say let him keep going.
Not
yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
That's not something his neighbors have ever said.
All right. Hold on, Rob. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Russell in Tarzana. Good morning, Russell.
Morning.
All right. What are you going to do?
So I'm going to do Chewbacca from episode 4, about 20 minutes into the movie.
Okay. Very specific. Okay.
Run.
Wow, that is epically bad. Russell.
If you don't mind, I'd like to hear that again if you don't mind.
Yeah. We have a new leader.
No, that is horrible.
Well, don't ask me to judge them.
All right, you hold on. Let's go to Salvador. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you going to do for us?
I'm going to do Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader.
Okay.
All right.
My son. What? No, you killed my father. Luke. I am your father. No, you killed my father. No, no!
Also a spoiler.
All right. Well done.
Pretty good.
Hold on, please. Allie, were you noticing the line?
Yeah.
Because they never say Luke.
He never said, I am your father.
I mean, that's not a thing. Okay.
I mean.
All right. Let's go to Sabrina in Stanton. Good morning, Sabrina. It's
no big deal. Good morning.
Hi there. What are you going to do for us?
Just saying, if you want to do the impression.
Don't hate me, but it's episode 1, Queen Amidala.
Okay.
All right.
All right. If I am ever elected Supreme Chancellor of the Senate, I will decree that all Jedi must demonstrate an emotion at least once a year.
That's such a random line.
Star Wars impressions.
That was a strange line to pick. It was strange.
And I feel like it was just Sabrina saying the line.
It's like from a meeting. It's like...
Not an important plot point there.
No.
All right. Hold on, Sabrina. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Jacob in El Monte. Hi, Jacob.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. You're going to do a Star Wars impression for us? What do you got?
Yeah, I'm going to do a deleted scene from Empire Strikes Back of Yoda.
A deleted scene?
Oh, all right.
All right.
Yes. Okay.
In Dagobah, famous comedian I have become, I tell joke. What is a Jedi's favorite Italian dessert? Hmm? An Obi-Wan cannoli.
Oh, no.
Jacob just laughed at himself at the end of that.
No. We have a new leader.
Oh, my God.
That was truly terrible.
If Yoda loved soupy sales. It's like if Yoda loved a Catskills comedian, we just had the perfect impression.
All right. Everybody that's on hold gets a Blu-ray copy of Solo, A Star Wars Story. And now we're going to do a drawing from those five people, and somebody's going to get the Xbox.
I got a feeling.
Right?
Oh, God.
We can't control it?
It's freaking Jacob.
Jacob.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations,
no!
Jacob.
No!
Unbelievable.
Well done.
Oh, my God.
Enjoy your Xbox. Thanks for playing the game. Say goodbye as Yoda, though.
Yeah, please.
Goodbye.
Star Wars impressions.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53. Cypress Hill coming in just after the top of the hour. Very excited about that.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, sure. You never know.
Never know with Cypress Hill.
First, Ellie is here. What's happening?
Well, I'm going to give you a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Venom, you guys.
All right.
Yeah, the movie comes out October 5th. But if you call right now...
Call now. 1-800-520-1067. I love you.
Call right now, 1-800-520-1067, and your callers 10 through 14.
But do you love them?
I do love them.
All right.
You are going to get a pair of passes to see the advanced screening of Venom 2 whole days earlier. You're going to go see it again. Got it.
Okay.
At the AMC Burbank 16 on October 3rd.
Call now.
What's the number?
Call now, 1-800-520-1067. I love you.
All right, there you go. It's going to be a good time, guys. Tom Hardy, Michelle Williams, Riz Ahmed.
Can't wait.
Reed Scott. Oof! It looks so dang good.
And Burbank.
Call now.
And Burbank,
I love that Burbank theater.
Absolutely.
A whole lot of franchise food places around there.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself some Claim Jumper.
Yeah, why not?
Or Fuddruckers.
What if you felt like going to IKEA, getting a couch
right
before?
It's right there. You want to go to a weird comedy club that's hard to do stand-up at? It's right there. Flappers.
Do it. Do it.
Very difficult. A very weird setup there.
Remember Dimples in Burbank?
Yeah, that was the karaoke spot.
Yeah.
If you wanted to meet Mr. Belding, that was the place to go to.
Always there.
Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace.
Belding or the Dimples?
Dimples.
Oh, fair.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dennis Haskins still alive.
Very much so.
Shout out.
Yeah, big ups. Big ups, Mr. Belding. You guys, Bean is on vacation. That voice is Jensen Karp, who is filling in. And I saw this story and I thought, oh no, what is Bean up to?
Oh.
When I heard about a man who has been charged after he allegedly pistol whipped his friend while they were arguing over a Bruno Mars song.
Was it Bean?
Bean is very angry anytime you bring up Bruno Mars. It's a strange hate.
Unnaturally so.
Yes, it makes no sense. But apparently this is a man named Roger Washburn, a young man, 71. Here's the thing. They were arguing over who sang the song that was playing. The victim said he knew it was Bruno Mars, but Roger Washburn, again, 71, was insisting it wasn't. Pulled out a .38 caliber handgun, swinging it around, calling him Chicken S, and then he smacked him with the gun.
That there's Johnny Mathis.
Yes.
That's no Bruno Jupiter.
The weapon went off twice as he swung it around, and the victim was just shocked that his friend of 50 years
would
treat him in such a way. Oh, the joy. The joy I got from that story. What is wrong with people?
Who are these people?
Just insane. And you're 71. Get
right?
Shazam. No, I don't know. It appears that Kanye West and Nick Cannon have squashed their beef. Remember, Kanye's walking around Chicago, Instagramming how he's mad at Nick Cannon for talking about Kim Kardashian in an interview. It got real heated, got real ugly. Apparently, following the back and forth, because then TMZ caught up with Nick Cannon. He's like, what? If someone asks me about her in an interview, I'll answer the interview.
Right.
This is all very, very weird. Following that back and forth, they exchanged numbers over Instagram DM. They hashed things out during a phone conversation. It should have happened in the first place. Pick up a phone. Call a dude.
Yeah.
Work it out.
Don't be ridiculous. Yeah. No one does that anymore.
Really? Just go to your social media post about it? Well, apparently they have agreed to be respectful of each other and continue their friendship. And I say, thank God.
That really is the Godzilla versus Mothra of our generation. Like, who am I rooting for? Nick Cannon or Kanye? Predator and alien.
It's just insane. So Pete Davidson says that being engaged to Ariana Grande is the weirdest, coolest thing that's ever happened to him. But also, there's been some cause for concern. His relationship has made him the recipient of death threats. He said, this is a quote, someone wanted to shoot me in the face because she's so hot. You know how insane that is? I was like, am I that ugly that people want to shoot me in the face? No.
Yeah.
No, people. What is happening? What is going on?
I'm not sure.
But Pete is like a well-known stay off the internet guy. Like he does. Yeah. I don't think he has internet service on his phone.
He had scrubbed all of his social medias.
Yeah.
So yeah, people. I don't know.
How
where,
does he know
where they're threatening? Maybe it's on her page.
Oh yeah. Mm.
She's like Pete. Oh my God! Someone wants to
shoot you in the face.
Shoot you in the face. That's so cute.
It's so cute.
Bring Piggy Smalls over.
Pete, get a tattoo of like my eyes. But do it on, like, your back. So it's like I always have your back. Just do that. So, oh, my God. My new song is about birds.
It's insane. It's
get a bird crazy. Tattoo, Pete.
He probably will.
He probably will.
It's lit AF.
Oh, my God, I can't.
Do you know what I mean? It's just like, I love my new music. It's so good. It's like when I was in kindergarten last week, I would tell all my classmates and they were like, you're the best, Ariana. Get a tattoo of all my kindergarten classmates, please.
We've lost Jensen.
Yes, we have.
We've lost him. I don't know what's happening. Well, I will tell this story in the next one because I know people are waiting for it. Mel Gibson.
I mean, you've been teasing it pretty much all day.
He's
but
he's back, you guys.
All right.
Yeah, he never went away.
Yeah.
Which is shocking. Some birthdays for you. Will Smith, Barbara Walters, Mark Hamill, Catherine Zeta. No! Dang it! I keep trying to get it in.
We did it.
I don't know why you keep playing those sound bites about Mark Hamill. It is unacceptable. I don't like it. Michael Douglas, Catherine Zeta Jones. They're married and they share a birthday, you guys. I find that delightful and lovely. T.I., Donald Glover, happy birthday. And that's what's happened.
Did we say Cypress Hill at 9?
I remember that. Yeah. But I wasn't sure.
You won't believe it, but the most famous pothead rap group is running late. You can't believe it.
Shocking.
But letting you in on that little secret.
It's also a new location for all of our guests to get to that have been used to going to the other buildings.
Yeah, but if you're making it here.
18 years? How dare you?
No one has an excuse.
Good how dare you? I don't know if you guys saw this, but Six Flags in St. Louis has a challenge where they want you to lay in a coffin for 30 hours.
No.
What?
What?
They want you to lie in a coffin for 30 hours. It's a contest.
Okay.
Because they're celebrating their 30th anniversary.
All right.
All right.
And what are they giving you for that if you do it?
Keys to the park for a day for all your friends?
Nope.
A Mazda Miata?
Oh, Miata.
$300.
I'm sorry. For 3 hours.
Doesn't that seem ridiculous?
For how many hours?
For 30.
30. In an actual
coffin.
That's not even minimum wage.
Right? It isn't.
No.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Now, I think they do give them like 2 or 3 minutes to go to the bathroom or whatever each hour. But
in the coffin or just you mean like?
No, yeah. No. Okay.
You
could get
you're
out
wearing a diaper. Okay.
Of the coffin. But $300.
Who, even on those why? Like, hand on a hard body contest. You know what I mean? Like, even they give you the thing you're in. Like, at least give them the coffin.
Right.
Here's you do get the coffin, by the way, too, as well, I think. Here's the report.
Well, they're trying to have a special anniversary out at Six Flags, a 30th anniversary of Fright Fest.
By the way, this anchor is super bored.
He is dynamic
with his life.
And they're having a coffin challenge. Six people will be chosen to attempt to spend 30 hours in some slightly used coffin.
I don't know what that means. I don't want to.
Oh, they said slightly used. That's crazy.
You're not getting the coffin.
It's not slightly used.
No.
Come on. There's no such thing.
Well, that means it's a floor model, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe they had to dig someone up, do more tests, and then they cremated the person.
No,
so
I'm sure that's not happening.
I'm pretty bummed. They're moving my grandma, but it's for a good reason. They're doing a Six Flags promo where you sit in a coffin for $300, and they're going to use my grandma's. So we have her in the backyard for now. Then after Halloween, they're going to put her back
in. We only need it for 30 hours, no worries.
Yeah, well, no worries.
Right.
My grandma loves bits.
Well, they will be used after you spend time in there.
Oh.
The winner will get 2 gold season passes.
Okay, that's something. 2 gold season passes.
To Six Flags.
Right.
A Fright Fest package and $300. And they'll get to keep the coffin.
Oh, they do.
Now, if more than one contestant wins, a drawing will determine the winners.
Now, this is what I love is they're asking you to lay in a coffin for 30 hours to win $300.
Right.
$300. Now, there's going to be 6 different people that try it. So you might lay in the coffin for 30 hours, and then they're going to do a random drawing, and someone else wins that giant pot of $300.
You may be in a coffin for 30 hours to join a raffle.
Yes. At which 5 of you will lose.
Yeah.
5 out of the 6 of you will lose. Yeah. So there's a pretty decent chance you'll lay in the coffin for 30 hours
and
get $0.
Yeah.
I feel like they didn't think this through.
It doesn't seem overwhelming, if that's what you're saying.
So you just call into work if you got to work and you say, I'm dead, can't make it in.
See?
And you
participate. I'm calling in dead.
You call in dead.
They are good together.
They're having a good time, aren't they?
Where's he going to put his Peabody Award?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:35. Allie McKay is here with one last look at what's happening.
Please call me Sendog.
Sendog.
Last look!
But that
was
my Sendog.
I think Sendog might be in the other room. I'm not positive.
Okay.
Positive.
Unless we rescheduled.
Rescheduled.
What are you doing over there?
What are you doing over there?
Like, over there.
That's my Cypress Hill.
It's
Be Real High Voice. Sendog.
Yeah, I know what you're
okay,
doing.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
She's just questioning that you're doing
it. I also do Linkin Park.
You have lost your mind.
Yeah. We're late for the interview. Late for the interview.
Yeah, Shinoda. I like it.
Those are my 2 impressions.
I like it.
It's real good.
They're both roughly the same, but I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah, real good. You guys, you see Mel Gibson trending yesterday?
Did not, no.
When it was announced that he will be brought on to write and direct a remake of the classic Sam Peckinpah Western, The Wild Bunch.
Yeah.
That's provocative, okay?
Through Warner Brothers, yeah. He's going to co-write, also executive produce the movie. Basically, he's going to do everything with the movie. I really enjoyed the sentence in this article. The project marks the first directing gig for Gibson since 2016's Hacksaw Ridge. Oh, so first one in 2 years?
2 years must have been rough.
Must have been a rough couple years
also,
for him.
This is the only proof you need to know that Jews don't run Hollywood.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we would have stopped him a long time ago.
I mean, let's list some of his greatest hits. All the anti-Semitic stuff.
Oh, I thought you meant films, but yeah, we could go to it.
No,
I don't
care. No, his anti-Semitic stuff, his racist stuff that he yelled about.
Convicted spousal abuse.
Yeah, he punched the mother of his child in the face while she was holding said child.
Yeah.
Lot of misogyny as well. So anytime anyone says, people can't come back from stuff. Don't ruin their lives. Nothing stopped Mel Gibson.
No, I'm fine.
He slowed down for a bit.
Yeah, barely.
Yeah.
He did that Beaver movie with Jodie Foster. Remember
that? That sounds gross.
But he did.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I don't either.
And I'm very uncomfortable with it.
Okay.
It is very interesting, though. And people always will say, well, can't people be forgiven? Can't they, you know, come back? Our lives ruined forever. Just not sure I ever saw any real work done by Mel Gibson.
Or any real change of attitude.
Yeah.
Or also the idea that another privileged white dude in Hollywood is getting another movie when that doesn't happen for everyone.
Yeah.
Ah.
Only one guy that could do this remake of The Wild Bunch. And his name is Mel Gibson.
Yeah, it has to be him. Or the movie can't be made.
Be him. Well, let's talk about a wonderful man that is bringing us... dare I say, one of the best gifts ever. It is William Shatner. He is bringing us, on October 26th, a new album. And of course, it's a Christmas album. It is called, yeah, kids love it, Shatner Claus, the Christmas album. And he's teaming up with some names.
Yeah.
Iggy Pop is going to appear on Silent Night. ZZ Top's Billy Gibbons is going to guest on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And Todd Rundgren is going to be alongside William Shatner doing Winter Wonderland. But right now, I want to share with you a clip of the opening track, Jingle Bells, and who would you get to sing Jingle Bells with you if you were William Shatner? Well, it only makes sense that it is Henry Rollins.
Right?
Dashing through the snow on the one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Now, keep in mind, that's the opening track of Jingle Bells. There are 14 tracks on Shatner Claus, the Christmas album, due out again October 26th.
I'd like to punch.
The 14th song is Jingle Bells as well, featuring Henry Rollins, but it's the punk rock version.
So it's Henry Rollins' version.
Yes.
Versus, yeah, okay.
Look out, Mariah Carey. There's a new king of Christmas, baby.
Just saying. Oh. You know that Bean saw this story.
Oh, sure.
And has already pre-ordered it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's what he does. Well, I'm glad that Bean is not in town to hear this. So Jimmy Garoppolo, 49ers quarterback, out for the season because his leg buckled. What is it? Torn ACL, right?
I think so, yeah.
Not a good situation. So who do we blame it on? Football gods? Him?
I mean, it was just an accident.
Just a bad hit.
Yeah, I mean, football
wasn't
itself.
Even a bad hit. It was a fair hit.
Dangerous.
What if we blame it on Taylor Swift?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Sure.
All right. I'm good with
here,
that.
Let me explain. Okay. So Taylor Swift had a September 8th show at Arrowhead, which is where they played, and she set a stadium record for concert attendance. So that immense crowd that was there, some of them stood on the natural grass playing field, which forced officials at Chiefs Stadium to re-sod the turf. And just 15 days later, whew, there goes Jimmy G.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, if she didn't have so many fans, they wouldn't have had to re-sod. Yeah.
It's a stretch.
Yeah, it is
a science.
Stretch. Yeah. But Coach Shanahan is saying no one knows if the turf conditions led to his season-ending injury, but it probably didn't. All right, Shanahan, in the pocket of Big Swift, right? Who's with me?
Big Swift.
Big Swift.
Like, Big Swift was a thing.
Yeah.
It is now. It is now. You guys, we were talking yesterday about Disney's upcoming streaming service, which is going to launch, I believe, Matt Bellany from The Hollywood Reporter said the end of next year, 2019?
I think so, yeah.
Well, we already know of one of the new shows. It received a 10-episode order. It's a series of High Fidelity.
Oh.
So, you know that novel.
The,
yeah.
The movie?
Yeah, the yeah. Nick Hornby, Hornby's novel, and then it was made into a film. But it's now being reimagined from the female perspective. And the lead role? Zoe Kravitz. Okay, I'm in.
All right.
Which is weird, because her mom was in the film version.
Oh.
Lisa Bonet.
Yeah.
I guess I found that weird. No one else did.
I mean, not as weird, but...
I mean, I guess we're just in a different world.
Oh, no.
Market.
Dang it.
Market.
Wow. All right.
I love that show so much. I wanted to go to that college. Was it Spelman?
Spelman,
Spelman
yeah.
College.
Yeah.
It's a different world from where you come from. Hmm. Remember that?
Barely.
Yeah. That was good. They had two different theme songs, and I feel
like... Well,
the
one you like is, It's a Different World, Where Are You Coming from?
Yeah.
That's the one you like.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was a good show.
Don't you guys... I mean, aren't you so stoked that Cypress Hill didn't make it today? Just filling that time, baby.
Real good show. Hey, some birthdays for you. We've got Heather Locklear, Will Smith, T.I., Mark Hamill, don't.
He is the founder of ISIS.
Dang
He's
it.
The founder of ISIS.
Donald Glover and married couple sharing a birthday. I'll never stop thinking this is cute. Michael Douglas, and Catherine Zeta-Jones. They're married, and they have the same birthday, Kevin. I don't know if you've been following along.
Aware?
That is gnarling.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right. That's what's happening.
Thank you, Ella, and your drive home today. Now, I know that we said Cypress Hill was coming in today.
Yes.
Right.
We said that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Tomorrow, though.
Yeah.
They're here.
Tomorrow they're here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's going to happen tomorrow.
Okay.
Cypress Hill tomorrow.
Yeah.
Also, comedian Jim Gaffigan will be on tomorrow's show, and we've got more tickets for the K-Rock Advanced screening of Venom tomorrow morning.